Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Hour number two, get into an NFL no huddle coming up in just a few minutes as week two kicks off tonight right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Grant McCauley going to join us, our Braves insider, get his thoughts on where things stand right now. Obviously, still fighting for that wild card spot. Got a tough four-gamer coming up against the Dodgers and more injuries to discuss as well. And then we'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40.
We were talking about the Thursday night game because it's they're trying to get better matchup.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's so important.
Which I appreciate.
Because Al Michaels looked bored as hell.
I think Al Michaels appreciates it the most.
Al be up there looking bored as hell.
The first year that they had him, that Prime had the games, and he just, you know, I mean, he's a Hall of Fame certified whatever. Like, nothing more he can do to add to his legacy as a broadcaster. So he doesn't care. He's going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
They're just so done with it in the fourth quarter of some of these games.
That was like.
Like, he was this close to saying, who cares?
Who gives a damn?
You know?
Who gives a damn?
So, yeah, having Buffalo and Miami is awesome. That's really fun.
Do they have the same crew again with Sherm and Tony G?
You know, I don't know. It feels like so many of these, you know, what do they call it? Like the studio show, but not really
turnover.
Like the pregame. So, yeah, so much change.
It was Sherm, Tony G. Joe Thomas, right? No, not
Fitzy,
Joe Thomas. Fitzy and
right.
And Whitfield, right?
Hey, yeah, and Andrew Whitworth.
Whitworth, thank you.
I thought that was a pretty good crew.
That was good, too.
Yeah.
Wonder if they're going to still have.
And then the Carissa Thompson was kind of anchoring it.
It's curious to see if they still have that. But, yeah, I mean, it's going to be fun down there in Miami. Because the thing, Miami is going to put up numbers.
Yeah.
They're going to put up numbers. Can they, the whole thing, and it's, I mean, until you prove it wrong, is like going to cold places. Well, it's hard to go to cold places when your ass is in Miami. Like, it's hard. It's hard to get on an airplane when it's 90 degrees to get somewhere when it's -4.
Yeah, no one wants to do that.
No one wants to do that.
Yeah, even the guys that play there don't like it.
Yeah.
I know there's always that, home field. Dude. They're not from there. That guy's from Miami, too.
They
he
cold,
just plays
too.
For Green Bay.
That's what I'm saying. They cold, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what. Oh, they freezing over there.
No one likes
it.
No one's
having fun. The biggest thing they know how to do, they know what layers to put on. Mm-hmm. We don't. You know, we come from Florida. They know what layers, and they got different heat socks and all kind of stuff.
Right, they got the right socks.
Yeah, dog.
They got the good thermal
which
socks.
Which is the funniest thing, the kicker, we used to go play Buffalo in New England in December when I was in Miami. Like, our kicker, Lindo. Lindo, like, would have a full wetsuit on, all the way to the ankles, with hunting socks.
Okay.
With his game socks.
Smart.
Yeah. But, like, how the hell are you going to kick
exactly.
With that?
You're not even going to feel the ball hit your foot.
Feel the ball hit your foot.
Plus, the ball's frozen
you know
by
what
the
I
time
mean?
You kick
that
it.
Thing is hard.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so hard.
Plus, Olindo Mare, I don't want to stereotype, but I don't know if he's from cold weather.
No, Lindo from South Florida.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, Lindo from South Florida, man. But, yeah, that's just where
former
they are.
Former Seahawk legend, Olindo Mare.
He played for the Seahawks?
Yeah, for maybe 1 year, maybe two. But famously, when Jim Mora was there for one season. Remember, Jim Mora Jr. was there for one season.
Yes.
And threw him under the bus after a game.
Yes,
basically said something
that.
About our kicker this, our kicker that.
Yes.
And then he didn't miss a field goal for the rest of the year. And Jim Moore got fired.
Yes, I do remember
so
that.
So there you go.
I do remember that.
All right, let's get to an NFL.
A lot of great real estate and stock tips from Lindell.
Really?
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Real.
This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. NFL no huddle every single day to lead the noon hour. Like we said, Thursday Night Football tonight right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 8:15 kickoff. Also on Prime Video exclusively, so I don't know. Maybe you got a trial for 7 days. Remember to cancel that, by the way.
Yep, they got
they'll keep
me,
charging
damn it.
You. They'll keep charging you. Set a reminder on your phone or something like that, or I'll remind you next week.
Yep.
But should be a fun one. Miami dealing with a lot of injuries at running back.
Running
Raheem
back.
Mostert is out. Devon Achane, questionable, probably not going to play. So already early in the
season,
the hell is
they're
third down
back?
The depth chart. Who is it?
I bet
Bo knows for fantasy purposes.
Bo, for fantasy purposes, who should we start tonight?
Who's the running back for Miami?
Jalen Wright.
Jalen Wright,
and,
okay.
The other guy that's third. Jalen Wright's actually fourth on the depth chart.
Uh-huh. Okay, hang on. I got you.
Jeff Wilson. Oh,
Jeff Wilson.
Okay.
He's still there.
He's still there.
Wilson Jr.
Go back
Jr.
to the files.
Yeah.
Jeff Wilson will break off a big
Jeff
game
Wilson,
every once in a while.
I would not be surprised he had 150 tonight.
Sure.
I wouldn't be surprised Jeff was that. Because it's the system.
Yeah.
It's the system.
Exactly. Just like the guy in San Francisco the other
day. Dude,
night.
They showed – and you remember how we were talking about Kyle Shanahan? I saw like four or five clips from their damn run game – from Miami, goodness gracious. goodness, give me that all day.
I know.
It's so creative, it's beautiful. It's so much fun.
It's beautiful to watch.
Yeah,
everyone
man.
Does their job perfectly. Everyone knows where they're supposed to be. If you got to – all the offensive linemen are working in unison. It's very pretty to watch. All right. Here's Mina Kimes yesterday on ESPN discussing something that a lot of people have been discussing for sure, but kind of the prevailing narrative coming out of the Falcons game regarding Kirk Cousins.
I mean, the entire premise of him going to Atlanta was he's this great under center play action quarterback. He can't run under center play action right now. So the whole thing falls apart. It's super siloed. The run game suffers for it. Dominique, like, watching him, why did they think this would work? Not signing him, but week one. And also, how come none of us heard anything about this entire offseason?
Well, there's a couple things, Mina. And I love me some Mina Kimes. Why would they tell you if they were going to do it?
Right.
That's my only takeaway from that. From you know,
but I will
everything she was spot on with.
I will say, we did talk about how they worked in the pistol at times during training camp. Now, we didn't know it was going to be that much.
Yes.
But when and Joe Patrick would bring it up too, when he would see it, like they've been doing a little bit of this.
Yes.
So it wasn't completely untalked about, but nobody expected
it with him.
Nobody did.
Now, if that was Michael Penix starting, we probably wouldn't have said anything about it. But because it was Kirk, because what we've always seen Kirk Cousins do. Is the only reason. Like the shotgun runs, it's and you mentioned this to me, it's very hard to run out of the shotgun when there's no threat from the quarterback. That's why if you're going and you can run play action out of the shotgun, you can boot out of the shotgun, you can do certain things out of the shotgun. But if you want to be a primarily run game out of the gun, you got to find some way to and Watt is a different type of animal. But you got to find a way to get that backside blocked. And maybe sometimes you got to make it accountable by pulling him. You know, they would have been easier. There would have been so many opportunities for Kyle and for Charlie if they would have ran naked flats, meaning they jammed it in and rolled to the flat. They would have had so many because nobody was there. Mm-hmm. There was nobody. TJ's damn it down there. You ain't got to hit TJ. Just go to the flat. But, you know, what do I know?
I think you know a lot.
What I know.
Yeah, I think you look at that and see yourself there.
Yes,
like,
I did.
Oh, man, that was a lot of open catches,
Andy.
For Randy McMichael.
I did.
If in that situation, like you're midway through the game, like are you just wondering if the coach is going to do it? Does anyone say anything?
You know what? There's this thing that's over there where the gate aid is.
Yeah.
It's a phone.
Yeah, you just pick it up?
Pick it up. Yep, go pick it up.
Have you ever done that?
Hell yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I would want to know what you're seeing.
Yeah, because
you're down there on the field.
They always do it. The coaches come over to you, and they talk to you, what you see, blah, blah, blah. Well, I see this. All right. He's closing. This is what I would always say. He's closing hard, coach. He's closing hard. Let me get out the back door on it, or let's run something where I can come across and cut him off. Because he's squeezing so hard, it's hard for me to get inside. So I tell you what, let me come across and get him out, and bam, there it would work like that. It's there.
Yeah.
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 It's there.
They just didn't do it.
They didn't do it.
They got a week to fix it.
Love this quote by Arthur Smith. Arthur Smith said, in choosing not to throw the ball to the middle, he said he did not want Jesse Bates to wreck the game. He has a ton of respect for him. He said, our Jason Board, T.J. Watt, wrecked the games. Theirs didn't.
Yeah. He's right.
Yeah.
Don't let the best player on the opposing defense ruin the game plan.
Yes.
So, one guy did, one guy didn't.
Yeah. One guy wasn't allowed to.
One guy, that's right. One guy wasn't allowed to. And one guy very much was allowed to. Like, he was very much allowed to. And even if you try not to let him, he'll still do it. Let's just do it. Let's hear Aaron Rodgers saying something weird. We're
I think
back,
we
baby.
Always got to stay relaxed. It's a long season. I think at times people think the season is like you're out in the prairie or the desert and you're wandering around trying to find water.
No, Aaron!
But it's more like a nice, slow bolero, you know, where we're just swaying with the music and reacting to whatever comes to us and through us and just trying to not get too high with the highs or too low with the lows. The league is a lot different than when I said relax years ago. In that there's just so much more coverage that there's so much more opportunity for overreaction.
He better be damn good,
now
Andy.
Now, he's right about that.
He's right, but he better be good, Andy.
Yeah.
It's week one, he already on my damn nerves.
Yeah, I mean, you can't be swaying with the boleros and be 4-13. You can't do that. You can't be R-E-L-A-X all those years ago. And he backed it up. He R-E-L-A-X'd them all the way to the NFC Championship game that year.
Yeah.
But right now, he hasn't done anything there yet, obviously. And here's the thing. And you and I were talking about this off the air, about how there's so much hype for them and him, and then they lose a game, understandably,
to a better
where he's rusty against a team that's been in the NFC Championship game multiple years in a row, was in the Super Bowl last year in overtime with a chance to win it. The 49ers are better than the Jets.
Yes.
And they beat them.
And they beat
them
down.
Not surprisingly. No. And he's right. People have overreacted to it. But that's the nature of the beast right now. Mm-hmm. Like, for I don't know. It's hard to say for better or for worse because it probably is for better money-wise. It's probably for worse in terms of people being rational, but yes. Nobody wants to be rational. Yes. And as much as it pains me to say this, he's right about that part. About the overreaction part. He's right about it.
He's right. It's very overreacted.
He just says it annoyingly, and he looks annoying when he says it.
Yeah. Christian McCaffrey, they're optimistic he's going to play. May play.
Yep.
I would still rest him, Andy. Right now, because, I mean, this Achilles and calf injury, we've seen what it does. So,
right. You know what that leads to.
Yep. Joe Burrow, we talked about the wrist. I mean, that goes back to the coverage. People saw him on the sideline picking up a Gatorade bottle and flex his wrist. Oh, Lord, his wrist broken still. Oh, Lord. Joe, like, goodness gracious, four quarters. And they've been 1-9.
They're bad to start.
They're bad to start
that
the season.
That has been a truth of the Joe Burrow Bengals.
He didn't play all. Them, they didn't practice all training again. His best receiver wasn't there.
No, he wasn't.
His second best receiver
didn't play.
Didn't play.
Yep.
And his running back is gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
Relax.
Running back's gone. Running back had a great game in Houston, by the way.
Yes, he did.
And he's happy to be there. Did you hear what he said? They said something to him about something about the Bengals, and he was like, I'm just going to treat them like they treated me and not even talk about it or think about it.
There we go.
Because they left me out in the cold.
There we go, man.
So he's hurt.
Oh, then.
But now he's on a pretty good team, so it worked out.
If you're Daniel Jones and your opponent says, I start to feel bad for him.
Oh.
Ooh.
Who said that?
Jonathan Grenard. He said that he started to feel bad.
You ever play against somebody so bad you felt bad for him?
Of course.
Really?
Of course.
Not in the NFL.
Oh, no. It was in high school.
You can't be feeling bad for him.
It was in high school, and it was. And we played Houston County. And they had this kid playing defensive end. And, Andy, we woke his ass. I mean, we shifted so I can go over to the left side. And, Andy, I was putting him in the damn Gatorade.
You had to.
And I felt so bad for him.
Oh. I did. I mean, at that level.
Because I was mauling.
You're about to be D1. He probably wasn't.
Andy. I just mauled that boy.
Yeah.
And then my man.
Remember his name?
No.
Did you ever know his name?
No. got a cool picture of mauling him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, got a cool picture. It was on the cover of the paper.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Oh, that's fun. Mauling. I like that. All right, we'll come back. Grant McCauley's going to join us. We'll talk some Braves with him. He's our Braves insider. He knows this team better than anybody. Maybe he can tell us what's going to happen over the next couple of weeks. We'll ask him. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.